Springfield was named a Purple Heart City during a ceremony Tuesday attended by about a dozen veterans, including several Purple Heart recipients, which culminated with the raising of a Purple Heart flag over the Esplanade at City Hall.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Dominic Sarno said he was proud to accept the designation on behalf of all the city's veterans.
And again, this is in an honor of our veterans, those who continue still to give back to our community. Of course, all that have sacrificed for our country overseas for many, many of the wars.
Thomas Belton, director of the city's Department of Veterans Services, became emotional when he stepped up to the microphone.
And I'm just overwhelmed because life is important to me today. So that's the short and long version of my speech.
He said later in an interview that he flashed back to the day he earned his Purple Heart.
September 28th, 1968, Republic of South Vietnam, Da Nang, I Corps, got hit by a rocket.
The Purple Heart is awarded to military men and women for wounds suffered in combat.
This is something very special because a lot of people just don't understand what it really means to hold the Purple Heart.
Belton said it was an honor for Springfield to be recognized for the services the city provides its veterans.
I follow a line of other directors of veteran services, so I can probably speak for those folks and say that they would also agree that this is a distinguished honor for the city.
The designation does not come from the U.S. government, but from the nonprofit Military Order of the Purple Heart. The organization's mission is to foster an environment of goodwill and camaraderie among wounded combat veterans, promote patriotism, provide help to veterans and their families, and back legislative initiatives. Thomas Terrian, the vice commander of the Massachusetts chapter of the organization, said 60 to 70 cities and towns have been designated Purple Heart communities.
And it's just to show that these communities are helping their veterans and doing what they can for their veterans after being, you know, away in a war or in a some kind of an action over there. So that's what it shows, that they back the veterans.
State Representative Angelo Pupolo of Springfield said no state does more for its veterans than Massachusetts.
I'm very proud of that distinction. We've worked on a number of important bills over the last few sessions to expand those benefits, the Welcome Home Act, other types of acts to help enhance our veterans and their benefits to make sure that they get everything that they rightfully deserve and that they've earned.
The Purple Heart is the country's oldest military decoration. It was originally called the Badge of Merit when it was created by George Washington in 1782. It was renamed the Purple Heart in 1932. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.